Wow, we're halfway through June. This is crazy. It's Joe Crummy, June 15th, 2017. These are my evil thoughts.
There are too many guns on the street.
Oh, yeah, that's Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia. That's yesterday's audio. But that's the narrative about everything that happened yesterday, all the shootings and all that stuff. We'll be talking about that on the podcast today. Also coming up on the show is, and this news broke, I guess, yesterday late in the day, that the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, who used to run the FBI, he's now been appointed or assumed the role, I don't know exactly how it worked, investigating Trump. Somebody's going to do it. I mean, Anderson Cooper can't do everything, all right? Give him a break, will you? So they hired this guy, Robert Mueller, who is going to prosecute Trump. And they let it leak yesterday from the Washington Post. I mean, what a shocker that is, that he is now going to be investigating evil Trump for obstruction of justice. So that's coming up on the show. We'll talk about that. And what else? Just some funny stuff that happened on Twitter last night with regard to liberals and how they're looking at this shooting and what we're not going to talk about, which is the fact that, and I am quoting this lady that you may have heard her name, you may not know much about her. Her name is Camille Paglia, and I think she just looks like one of these lesbian kind of like hardcore dykey kind of people. And a lot of times when she speaks, I really like what she has to say. And she said, and I love this woman, even before Trump was running, I liked her, even though I was always like, I thought I was not supposed to like her. Maybe that's my bias. But even before Trump was running, I liked a lot of things she said. I was surprised by that. And then when Trump was running, she was saying cool things about him, like she thought he was funny and this and that. And I go, wow, well, she said something else today, which I like. Her latest quote, and I'm kind of quoting it, is that the Democratic Party, and here's her quote now, is a nationwide orgy of rage and spite. I've called it a national hissy fit, but that's exactly right. And she puts her finger on it, and she's exactly right about that. So let's talk about all of that kind of stuff. So again, to Terry McAuliffe.
There are too many guns on the street.
That's pretty much the way it's gone in the last 24 hours, and that this guy who did the shooting yesterday, who's completely dead now, he's a mental case. And I mentioned some of that yesterday. The guy's got to be a little crazy. I wish I'd spent maybe another 20 seconds on it. But he is, I'll tell you this. I'm surprised, given the rhetoric on the left, which nobody wants to talk about, nobody. And it started almost immediately again last night. I want to talk about that on the show. I'm surprised there aren't more of these incidences. I think we should thank our lucky stars. I know people in D.C. are paranoid walking around. They don't know what's going to happen. They have every right to be paranoid. I'm surprised it's not worse. Really, this nationwide orgy, I like that, of spite and anger and this bitterness and this, resist and all this kind of stuff. I mean, there have been a number of Republicans that have been attacked that... Oh, there's another plane over the studio today. It's got to be the NSA spraying my house with mind control drugs. It's got to be. No, I resist you. Anyway, here's some of the violence against Republicans. I'm surprised it's not worse than this, though. You had Virginia Congressman Tom Garrett at a town hall, he had cops everywhere because he had gotten death threats. You've got Arizona Congresswoman Martha McSally. FBI agents arrested a Tucson Unified School employee who was, I guess, leveling death threats, saying things like, your days are numbered. Then you have a Tennessee Congressman, David Kustoff, who was, this is great, these town halls that the media really likes showing you, the angry people. This guy, David Kustoff, was forced off the road after a town hall by a 35-year-old Wendy Wright. And so this guy gets out of a town hall. They were talking about Obamacare. And I guess she got on the road and forced him off the road. I mean, it's not funny. It's funny to me because I'm just telling you about it. But, I mean, if you're that guy and you had some crazy lady forcing you off the road, the same day she was charged with that, you had a North Dakota congressman. His name is Kevin Kramer. He was attacked at a town hall by a guy who was shoving money in his collar. And this doesn't even we don't even talk about the Shakespeare in the Park and all that kind of crap, or Kathy Griffin, or any of the other, you know, celebrities. Madonna want to blow up the White House. Who was the one that said there was some guy that said he wanted Paul Ryan? I don't even want to say this, you know, because this is sort of a family podcast, right? Fuck yeah, it is. Sure it is. So I don't know if I want to say this, but talking about some sex act of bestiality he wanted forced upon Paul Ryan by a rhino. He wanted a rhino to do you know what to Paul Ryan to death, right? It's just like, okay, we get it. You're angry. It's so so amazing. And I do think the left, and we'll get to Robert Mueller and the obstruction thing on Trump in a minute. I do think the left has a lot of problems, though. You know, I was talking about my good friend on Twitter, Sarah Silverman, who I think she's very funny and, a lot of things like that. But in terms of politics, I look at her and I just, you're the craziest, you know, you don't know anything. And you're tweeting, you know, they always talk about taking the tweets away from, you know, Trump. It's like, oh my God, stop Sarah Silverman from tweeting, will you? And she was talking last night. This has got to be tough. This is the moral dilemma that I think the left has, and they don't even get it because they don't want to look at it. I mean, it's total, absolute denial. And I think Sarah Silverman is a perfect example of it because she was tweeting last night that my heart goes out to, and I think she mentioned some of the victims at the baseball game. There were actually six people that were taken to the hospital, including Steve Scalise. Or Scalise, I think Scalise, and she was saying her heart goes out to the people that were wounded, and you know I almost tweeted back, and I almost got back there and said, why aren't these people evil? I mean, you spend all your other tweets are how evil everybody is and how they're trying to kill you. You know, how can you? I don't understand. And these people are supporting that agenda. You hate Republicans. I've said it before on Kathy Griffin. If you really believe the president is a traitor, and that is the narrative that it's still going on. I mean, you know, he's evil and bad and a racist and he's a traitor and he's in the White House and the Russians aren't just the Russians. You know, they're a hostile foreign power. You know, if you really believe that, then why are you apologizing for Kathy Griffin? Right? I mean, if you really believe it, if you really believe Hitler's in the White House, Hitler's in the House, that's better. I like that. If you really believe Hitler's in the House, what's the big deal? Holding up a severed head, you should be cheering everybody. That's great. If you really believe the hysteria, say, of who's that reality winner? Right? I mean, she doesn't even want, she worries about the effects of global warming on her cats. And she's not going to have any children because of global warming. And the media amps up that. I mean, this is all, how can you have, I don't understand how you have compassion for people that are trying to kill you. Right? I mean, that's the moral dilemma for the Sarah Silvermans of the world and the left in general, the ones that are buying into the hyperbole about global warming and health care. A woman is trying to blow some, a congressman off the road in Tucson, or wherever it happened, you know, because she's so angry after a town hall about Obamacare. Because what does the left say about that? I hear it all the time. They're trying to kill you. They don't care. There are friends of mine who are liberals who really believe, and I won't mention any names, I should. It's an old friend of mine from Los Angeles who does a little boutique left-wing wacko YouTube show, whatever. She's doing good, though, you know, various platforms, and I contacted her to say, that's great, I think you're doing great. And then she found out I like Trump, and then she kicked me in the face immediately after I was kissing her ass. It's like, man, that ticked me off. It was like, I was kissing your butt, and I was kind of cute about, yeah, I like Trump, and I really appreciate what you do. You're doing a great job. Boom, right in my face. You know, these people, she was complaining about healthcare because she had cancer a year or so ago, or 2 or 3 years or whatever it is. And she survived it. And she was all excited about Obamacare and how great it is. And she was saying if Trump care passes or whatever it is, they do anything to Obamacare, that's a death sentence for her and she's going to die. And I thought, wow, but she sure isn't going to look for a job in the meantime. You know, she's doing a little boutique show working for herself, so she has to go through the Obama exchanges. But I was just thinking, if you really think you have an existential threat and you are going to die, I'd do more than just sit around and complain about it, wouldn't you? I mean, I would actually do something like, okay, I'm going to die. If you really believe it, I'm not sure these people believe any of it. I think they're very confused. Global warming, same thing. I'm going to get back to Sarah Silverman's point again here. You know, what a dilemma to say that you have compassion for these people, yet at the same time, you believe they're trying to kill you. Same thing on back to that global warming thing. If you take a look at the way the media at CNN and NBC and CBS and all these people are telling you that, you know, Trump pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord is the end of humanity. It's done. You're going to die. The Marshall Islands are sinking below the waves. There's going to be huge fires. I mean, it was all apocalyptic, every single thing about it. So here are these people playing baseball yesterday morning, and they support the evil president who is a traitor and a Hitler and a racist and all this kind of stuff, destroying democracy, double time. You know, I'm Donald Trump. I'll do it under budget and you know, I'll destroy this country quicker and more efficiently. I mean, that's how they look at Trump. And then you have these Republicans who are supporting his agenda. And then how could you turn around and say that, your heart goes out to them? I mean, I don't know how they square that. And I was going to get back to my good Twitter friend, Susan Silverman, Sarah, whatever her name is, Sarah Silverman, and just go, I don't get it. But you just start these Twitter wars, and they're pretty pointless back and forth. And so I just let it go. But, I mean, that's who these people are. And I don't see anybody. I don't see anybody standing up to them and saying, hey, this has got to stop. There's nobody doing it, including the president yesterday. And I read some criticism of the president. I mean, here he is yesterday again. I mean, we played this, but he's very somber.
We may have our differences, but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital.
Right, is working hard on our behalf, yada, yada. So the president yesterday, I said, did great because he didn't fan the flames of, division. He could have stood up and said, look at this. He could have said, and I think he would have been right. I don't know whether politically it would have been a great idea. I mean, there's just, emotions are running so high yesterday. But the criticism of the president would be this, that he could have seized control of the narrative yesterday. He could have said, look, this has got to stop. It's a witch hunt on me. You guys are having let me quote Camille Paglia again, a nationwide orgy of anger and hate and division and spite. And there was another word I think she used in there. I just want to get this quote right. Democratic Party is a nationwide orgy of rage and spite. Yeah, well, that's true. And we don't, and the president didn't attack that or address that yesterday. So the criticism would be that he should have said, this is BS, and you guys have got to stop. Now, I thought it was interesting this morning, too, with regard to how the media is handling this. Besides the whole gun control thing and that he's, crazy, this is really interesting. I'm watching CNN this morning, and they interviewed some guy, and I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was an aide. What was his name? Barber? Is his name Ken Barber? He was Gabby Gifford's aide, I think, or Ron Barber. Please forgive me for not getting his name completely right. And I may not even be right about the guy. But it was a guy that was with Gabby Giffords back in 2011, January, when that crazy guy, Jared Loughner, whatever his name was, I mean, completely paranoid, schizophrenic, out of his freaking mind, went up to her and shot her at some kind of a little town hall get-together. In a mini mall in and around Tucson. You remember that? And they had the guy that was standing next to her, and I believe it was her aide, and the guy that actually took over for her in a special election. I believe his name is Barber, so don't kill me if I don't have it right here, but I think that's who it is. And I was watching him. They were talking about yesterday's shooting, and they were bringing this guy on, and I was thinking, why are they doing that? And what they're doing in the media is what they're trying to... they don't want to address that this is a huge problem on the left. They're not going to talk about that and the media fanning the flames. There's no way they're going to talk about that. But what they will say is they kind of took it from the president yesterday that we have violence on, we've just got to stop the violence because there's too much violence and we've got to sing Kumbaya. They'll probably do that at the baseball game tonight. Not that they'll literally sing it, but they're going to hold hands and tell everybody how great and paper over everything, and they won't address that nationwide orgy of anger, spate, bitterness, and whatever it is. You know, they're not going to talk about any of that. You know, we are increasing the length of the podcast every day for you. And I am still amazed that even at an 18-minute runtime, which is where we are right now, that we don't have enough time. So we just might have to keep going here. But I appreciate your support, by the way, and I've been threatening you with an opportunity to actually donate some coin. That's coming. I'll work on it. I just want you to get these evil thoughts every day and pass them around. Well, that's what's happening right now in the media. And I think today, in a way, is a lot more interesting even than yesterday, as interesting as it was, because you can see that there is no political will to take a look at what is happening. Yes, and we do have a special prosecutor, Robert Mueller. It was leaked yesterday that he is going to be investigating Donald Trump for obstruction of justice. And I think that's funny, because the Russia thing is apparently over with Trump. He knew he was not being investigated for Russia. So what is he going to do? He's going to obstruct justice for a friend of his and destroy his presidency over that. This would be Michael Flynn, right? Because the obstruction thing now is the president actually fired that nutcase, that weakling, James Comey, and that means he was trying to stop the investigation, even though he said, I want the investigation to go on, but not with this guy because he's a nutcase. That is the basis of their obstruction of justice charge. And it's a complete waste of time. But we're right back to that within 10 hours of the shooting. We're right back to, the witch hunt on Trump, and it's not going to stop. That's just the way it is. Those are the times in which we live. That's why these evil thoughts are so important for you to spread around the world. You understand that? Tell your friends about it. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Joe Crummy, and on Instagram as Crummy Joe. Oh, and one more thing. I really like these little addendums we're doing at the end of the show now. Whenever you hear people say, why isn't Jeff Sessions answering all the questions? What is he hiding? Or Donald Trump has not released his tax returns. What is he hiding? You know, it's a very disingenuous question. Because, yeah, he might be hiding something, that's true, but that's not, the only reason he may not want to release his tax returns. Ask Mitt Romney, who released his tax returns. What happened to him? They used every single thing the same way they do against Trump, with negative insinuations, and using it as grist for the mill to bring you down when ultimately it's a bunch of BS. I mean, you look at the whole Russia thing with Trump. 6 months of pounding every single day that Trump is in bed with Vlad, and how bad he is, evil foreign power. And now we find out there's nothing there, and they got 6 months out of that. There's a reason they don't give you any information, because you know what's going to happen. I saw Jim Acosta today on CNN quoting a poll, which always cracks me up when the media quotes a poll. I mean, they spend all their time shaping the opinion that 6 out of 10 Americans think Trump is an obstructor of justice. And you know what? They're bummed. They don't have 7 in 10. And those are my evil thoughts.